Welcome back to the Florida Roundup here on WLRN. It is all Zika this week here as we talk about the threat of the disease.
Well, my dad warns me about it all the time. He told me this morning to put some off on, but I put a little bit, but I don't really want to smell like off.
They were handing out not only off, but other bug repellent throughout the Wynwood District this week. In fact, law enforcement got involved to try to help the homeless population.
Do you know about the Zika virus being spread by mosquitoes? We're giving out some off today so you could stay protected and make sure you don't get sick or anything, okay? You have any questions?
That was Miami Police Officer James Burnet. He was handing out the bug spray in Wynwood as part of the local response to the virus showing up here. From cans of bug repellent to a plane spraying an insecticide over downtown Miami, Wynwood, and parts of Overtown and Little Haiti, all happening this week. In Miami on Thursday, the director of the Centers for Disease Control said the spraying early on seemed successful.
Now they're using different chemicals, and the one they used for aerial spraying, Dibrom or NALAD, appears to have been very effective because they had very high kill rates in the mosquito traps there.
So how about it in your community? If it hasn't gotten Zika, could it be preparing? How could you prepare your neighborhood for the threat of Zika? Sweeping out those puddles, dumping out standing water, and our local mosquito efforts, control efforts going to be enough? 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. Daniel Chang from our partner, the Miami Herald, along with us. I'm still with my colleague here at WLRN, Sammy Mack. Mike Doyle is the executive director of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District with us, and Anton, director of the Broward County Mosquito Control. We'll talk about mosquito control in a moment, but Dan, what are local communities doing? How many more aerial sprays could Miami see, for instance?
Hi, Tom. I can tell you for sure that Mayor Jimenez said this morning that there will be another aerial spraying tomorrow in that area. There actually be two aerial sprays, and this depends on the weather conditions. One will be for adult mosquitoes in a 10-square-mile area with that Wynwood area of ongoing Zika transmission right at the center. The second spraying will be around a 2-square-mile area for larvae. They'll be spraying larvicide to kill mosquito eggs, essentially.
And Sammy Mack, we heard the early response to the spraying on Thursday morning. The CDC was pretty satisfied, pretty successful.
Yeah, that's right. They announced at a press conference yesterday afternoon that they were already seeing a lot of dead mosquitoes. It's aerial spraying for mosquitoes is not a perfect fix, though, because the Aedes aegypti is a kind of mosquito, and that's the one that carries
that's
Zika.
That's the species, right?
Species, yeah. It is a kind of mosquito that loves to be indoors. It hangs out in tiny little things under leaves in places that aerial spraying wouldn't necessarily reach. So it is one part of a larger response.
Anton, let me ask you, as the director of Broward County Mosquito Control, when you see what your colleagues are doing in Miami, any change of protocol for planning in Broward County?
No, not at all. We have all those tools in arsenal right now. And if we need to, we do not need to use the airplane to go aerial spraying, but if we need to, we have that capability. We're monitoring our conditions, but our adult mosquito populations is relatively low right now. Obviously, we're very concerned about the mosquitoes populations, and we're monitoring very closely. But most of our effort has been concentrated on the public education part of it, and then larvicide, because that is the most effective way to for this type of mosquito.
Let me go to the Keys, where there's plenty of experience with this Aedes aegypti mosquito species. Michael Doyle is the executive director of the Monroe County Mosquito Control District. Any special activities in the Keys, Mike? And what kind of consultation advice are you giving your Miami-Dade colleagues?
Sure. Well, for better or worse, we're basically in our sixth year of Zika work.
But we haven't seen Zika in Monroe County. No locally transmitted cases.
No locally transmitted so far. That is correct. We had a dengue outbreak back in 2009 and 10, and so we started full-time going after Aedes aegypti at that time. So we started checking and treating about 1,000 houses a week, spraying the whole city with adulticides back then. And then in 2012, added this aerial larvicide and kind of invented that tool. And they've been doing that 10 to 15 times a year since then, after every large rain, and doing adulticiding by hand, not much aerial. Recently, because of Zika and other places, we've been doing more intense work. We're doing aerial adult sighting over the whole city, and had a full more inspectors doing more aerial larva sighting too.
Dan Chang with the Miami Herald, we've seen foggers out as well in Wynwood, and I know that Miami-Dade has used kind of those truck foggers in the past. Is that a protocol that's that we could see here continue to be utilized, and maybe the areas, the neighborhoods widened?
The protocol is essentially that the Department of Health, after they've identified and confirmed a Zika infection in an area, whether it's travel-related or locally acquired, they will send a requisition to Miami-Dade Mosquito Control with the home addresses of those folks. Then Mosquito Control has to go out and do an inspection of the grounds up to about 180-meter perimeter around that house. They're looking for larvae, specifically Aedes aegypti larvae, which is distinguishable because it's like a little squiggly worm in the water.
And that's a pretty good diameter, 180 meters.
Right, but they don't, and then they'll spray. Yes, that is a good diameter, but remember that this is a mosquito that travels about that length in its entire lifetime.
Yeah.
So they will also do spraying. Now, if it's a resident who's calling to complain about mosquitoes, they don't necessarily spray. They first come out and do the inspection, and then if it merits. The county also has traps set up throughout the county. In Wynwood, they set up 16 specifically so that they can measure mosquito landing. And that also is a measure that they use before they decide whether or not to spray.
Dan Chang with our partner, the Miami Herald. We've got a couple of mosquito control experts on with us as well, and we got plenty more to talk about. Unfortunately, we're running tight on time. We do want to talk about some of the funding mechanisms here, so we'll have to return to this conversation later. Mike Doyle is the executive director of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District, and Anton, the director of the Broward County Mosquito Control District, along with Sammy Mack here. Still to come on the roundup, we'll be talking with the congresswoman who's right in the hot zone, whose district includes the Zika zone. That's next on the Florida Roundup.